This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on our panel in Mission Control, back on Earth, we have Richard. On this evening's The Space Show, Shenzhou 20 landing has been delayed by concern over orbital debris impact. We have a full report. So let's start out with the news. China launched the Shenzhou 21 spacecraft carrying three astronauts on Saturday, November the 1st, at 2:44 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, night launch. The mission was a crew rotation mission to the Tiangong Space Station. Ahead of the night launch, there was a sending-off ceremony.
He's from the second batch.
He belongs to the second batch, and this is his second flight.
And those two, Zhang Hongzhang and Wu Fei, they're from the third batch of technologies.
Yeah, exactly. So I believe Wu Fei is also almost maybe the youngest during the third batch.
He was born in 1993.
93. Yeah. That he's 2 years old.
Only 32 years old.
载人飞行任务, 准备完毕, 请您指示, 航天员, 走路!
You may notice that only Commander Zhang Lu salute because only he is come from PLA and the other two are from the industry. So they are professionals.
And as you mentioned now, there are two technos came from Inner Mongolia.
Yeah, exactly.
Region.
Mr. Wu Fei is a native of Baotou City, the largest city in Mongolia.
And the three technos are receiving huge applause from the audience at the scene.
Yes, and during the previous interviews of CMG with these technos, they have mentioned their experiments they will conduct during this Shenzhou 21 mission. And you know that Mr. Wu Fei and Mr. Zhang Hongzhang all comes from the space industry, one from TASC and the other from the Dalian Institute of Chemical Physics. So they will have the chance to conduct very complex experiments in outer space.
At the Jiquan Launch Center, people can watch launches from as close as 1.5 kilometers from the rocket.
So now let's go live to our Sun Ye, who is now standing by in Jiuquan Launch Center. Good to see you there, Sun Ye. So tell us, what is the latest from there? It looks like it's a little bit cold outside.
Hey there, Hona. The weather is fine, and you can probably see there's a moon there, so a clear night. A little bit cold, but it's not a problem. Now we're again 1.5 kilometers away from the launch tower, the Shenzhou 21 spaceship, and the Shenzhou 21, the rocket. They are wrapped inside that launch tower, waiting for Shenzhou 21 crew's arrival. Now the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center is all set. It's all ready for the mission. In the past week, there have been drills, practices. Some of them, the taikonauts, the Shenzhou 21 crew, have participated themselves. Now, one of the experts from the Astronaut Center told us in one of those drills, the three, he saw them in great condition, both physically and mentally. The three have worked so well together. They have done every maneuver precisely. And more importantly, the three have shown great teamwork. They have great rapport with one another. And again, they are in their best day. Now, that drill was early this week, and the real thing will be happening soon. And we are waiting for their arrival in that launch tower, too.
As the launch time approached, CGTN went live.
Hello and welcome to CGTN's special coverage of China's latest venture into space. I'm Hongnan, Beijing. In less than 20 minutes, the Shenzhou 21 crew spaceship is scheduled to launch from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China. The three technonauts are securely in the capsule and are conducting their final pre-launch checks. A send-off ceremony was held earlier for the crew. Leading the mission is Commander Zhang Lu, a veteran of the Shenzhou 15 mission. He's joined by two first-time flyers, Wu Fei and Zhang Hongzhang. At 32 years old, Wu Fei is now the youngest Chinese technonaut ever to go to space.
指挥长同志，我们奉命执行神舟21号载人飞行任务，准备完毕，请您指示。 航天员张鹿，航天员武飞，航天员张鸿章，出发！是。
During their six-month mission on board the Tiangong Space Station, the Shenzhou 21 crew will take over operations from the outgoing Shenzhou 20 team. This launch marked the 37th flight for China's manned space program and the sixth crewed mission since the space station reached the research and development stage. The crew's responsibility will include cargo management, installing space debris protection, and conducting scientific experiments and extravehicular activities. All right, for the very latest, we go live to reporters on the ground, Sun Ye at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center and Zheng Yibing at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. They're standing by for live reports. Thank you so much for joining us. So I would like to begin with you, Sun Ye at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center. It is getting close to liftoff. What is happening now?
Hey there, Hona. Hello again from 1.5 kilometers away from the launch tower. You can see it right now. The rocket, it's fully revealed. That means, you know, the launch hour is very, very close. Now, the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center has been reporting throughout the last few hours and minutes that everything is happening according to plan and everything is going on smoothly. Right now, where I'm standing, I'm actually surrounded by cameras and we can hear the spectators starting to cheer as the launch moment gets near. Now, this is the kind of thing that we have seen a few times now. As China's space station has its crewed missions twice every year. I know you often asked, how different is it every time? And let me tell you, a lot of the difference in these crewed missions cannot be seen by our naked eyes. For example, the Satellite Launch Center is designing and using a new launch site system that's making the digital tracking faster, monitoring more precisely, and generally smoothing and making the whole process smarter. And then for the rocket, the Long March 2F rocket. The launch process has now been shortened from 45 days to 30 days. That's shortening so much. And as I think you have heard right now, that the spaceship, this time the ride for the Shenzhou 21 crew would be so much faster than before. The process for it to connect with the China space station would be the shortest ever. So these are the improvements that they are making all the time, making the whole system, making the whole mission, actually the industry, better, stronger, faster each time. And I am sure the Shenzhou 21 mission will be getting better, stronger, faster. Hona.
Thank you so much, Sun Ye, for your updates from Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center. Would definitely keep you updated. And now we go to Yibing at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. Yibing, good to see you. Tell us, what is the latest from the control center?
Oh, good to see you, Hona. I would say Beijing copy here from the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. We watch and hear the live signal of the launch sequence for the Shenzhou 21 launch mission. You actually hear various commands from all working systems, from all across China for the launch mission. But one command stands out and represents the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. That's a Beijing copy. So right before and after the launch ignition of the Long March 2F carrier rocket for the Space Shenzhou 21 mission, you will constantly hear Beijing copy again and again. They're checking the status of the host system and also the Shenzhou 21 spacecraft and the crew members. Right behind me on the big screen, you can see actually the three crew members. They're making the final preparation for this launch mission. The commander, Zhang Lu, is reading the flight menu for the details and checking again before the ignition. In less than 15 minutes, the Shenzhou 21 mission will begin and the ignition will be happen. And also, right here at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center, we see a lot of people have been working for a long time. They will be working all night because this is the first time ever in the history of China manned space missions. For example, in a previous mission from Shenzhou 12 to Shenzhou 20, all Shenzhou spacecraft will have the mode of the round-robin docking for 6.5 hours. But this time, the time has been shortened to 3.5 hours. That is a big change. So this time, the mission would be totally different. We'll wait and for the see the change, the ignition of the Shenzhou 21 mission and the spacecraft. So we give the best wishes to the three crew members. Back to you, Hona.
We hear that Yibing, Beijing is ready. Thank you so much for your reporting from Beijing Aerospace Control Center. We appreciate it. Well, the Shenzhou 21 crew have undergone rigorous preparation for their upcoming mission. Well, by this time, they'll be equipped with new training gear to help them excel in orbit. Sun Ye has more.
Chinese taikonauts are known for training hard, and when the Shenzhou 21 crew start their space station mission, their hardcore training will reach a whole new level.
On Tianzhou 9, we sent up a device called the core muscle training equipment. It can be used for planks, weightlifting, resistance training, sit-ups, and crunches, all of which are specialized exercises for core muscle training. After the device was successfully deployed and tested, it will continue to be used going forward, which will enhance our ability to counteract the physiological effects of weightlessness during long-term flights.
The Shenzhou 21 crew will also be wearing new space suits for their spacewalks, for which they also have updated assistance.
To ensure the taikonauts are prepared for extravehicular activities in orbit and to improve their work efficiency, we sent up a mixed reality training device. It can be used to train for some very complex operational tasks while in orbit. With this device, once they put on the headset, they can vividly see the operational scenarios, workflows, precautions, and so on. This way, the training effectiveness and learning efficiency have improved significantly.
The Shenzhou 21 crew will also have a new AI companion. The model, named Wukong after the clever and versatile Monkey King, can engage with the taikonauts on all things related to the space station and life in orbit. 孙叶,CGTN, 酒泉 Satellite Launch Center.
To minimize the transit time to Tiangong, the launch had to happen within 1 second of the target time.
And now we can see we're less than 3 minutes away from the launch, and this time China is performing a zero-window launch for the Shenzhou 21 spaceship. So what exactly is zero-window launch, and why is this method being used this time?
The zero-launch window means that the accuracy of the liftoff moment is better than 1 second. So this is to ensure that the launch vehicle brings the Shenzhou spaceship into the right orbital plane to catch up with our Tiangong space station. They must be in the same orbital plane. So usually every day we only have one chance to launch our Shenzhou spacecraft. So this is a very necessary condition, very necessary requirement to our launch vehicle, and only it is accurate enough. We have the sufficient propellant for the Shenzhou spaceship to catch up with our Tiangong space station.
And then came the launch.
So 1 minute, it's T-minus 1 minute and counting. So I believe that the electricity has been switched from the ground, from the launch pad, to the batteries inside the launch vehicle.
Given the zero window launch will be precisely limited to within 1 second.
Exactly.
40 seconds can down.
Oh, the Shenzhou 20 crew is watching
they're
the live
waiting,
coverage.
They're waiting there.
I believe this is a live coverage of CMG.
I believe so as well.
30 seconds.
30 seconds countdown.
20 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 烟火.
In the third quarter, the ground start is recording the accurate liftoff time, because you know that zero means ignition, and the liftoff is several seconds later. So the ground start need to report this to every system. And
within 1 second.
Yeah. So now the tower is clear, and the first action of the launch vehicle is pitch over, which means that to change its direction to vertically, from vertical direction to eastward.
We are hearing the orders saying
the
that everything is functioning well.
Yeah.
And 8 minutes later, Shenzhou 21 was in orbit.
飞船满足执行 3.5小时自主快速交会对接条件。
北京明白。
Great. The ground staff report that the accuracy of the orbital parameters can meet the requirement to conduct a 3.5-hour rendezvous and docking. Mm. So this is very great, which means that the accuracy of our launch vehicle is accurate enough for the following procedures.
3.5 hours is much shorter than previous missions, almost half of the
Quite
previous
right.
time.
But this is a very high requirement to the launch vehicle. So only when it is accurate enough can we conduct this very fast
docking. 363公里，轻角41.5度，周期约1小时30分钟的预定轨道，飞船座舱环境正常，航天员状态良好，飞船满足执行3.5小时自主快速交会对接条件，后续工作按正常飞控计划实施。
The ground staff announced the parameters for every system. So the perigee, or the lowest altitude of the Shenzhou spacecraft, is about 200 kilometers. And the highest altitude is...
北京东风报告.
我是北京东风请讲.
下面请酒泉卫星发射中心书记发射场区指挥部
Now we have the person in charge from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center to give us an announcement. Dear leaders, experts, comrades, according to the flight data of the Kararaki and the report of the Beijing Aerospace Control Center, the Long March 2F Y-21 Kararocket has sent the Shenzhou 21 manned spacecraft to the preset orbit. The aircraft is functioning well. I declare the Shenzhou 21 launch mission a complete success.
After circling the Earth twice, rendezvous and docking occurred.
And the Shenzhou 21 crew will have a much faster ride to the space station, this time compared to their predecessor thanks to the advancing technology. Sun Ye has more.
The Shenzhou 21 crew's trip to the China space station will be much quicker than all previous Shenzhou crews, quicker by hours.
The 3.5-hour rapid rendezvous and docking means the crewed spacecraft can complete its connection with the space station just 3.5 hours after entering orbit. Compared to Shenzhou 20, this is 3 hours shorter. This technology significantly reduces rendezvous and docking time and improves the taikonauts' comfort during the journey. It also reduces energy constraints on the launch window, making the mission more adaptable and enhances our ability to handle major emergencies.
It means an earlier get-together for the Shenzhou 21 and Shenzhou 20 crews. The living supplies, food, equipment, and scientific experiment payloads traveling with the spaceship will also arrive at the space station much faster and fresher.
And as Shenzhou 21 spaceship goes to China's space station, the Shenzhou 22 spaceship stands ready for emergency needs. Sun Ye, CGTN, Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center.
Note the reference to Shenzhou 22 on standby for emergencies. Well, last Wednesday, the China Manned Space Agency made this brief announcement with the headline, "The Shenzhou 20 manned spacecraft mission will be postponed." The following text read, "The Shenzhou 20 manned spacecraft is suspected of being struck by small space debris. Impact analysis and risk assessments are underway. To ensure the safety and health of the astronauts and complete success of the mission, it has been decided that the Shenzhou 20 return mission, originally scheduled for November 5, will be postponed." Well, the Shenzhou 20 had been launched on April the 24th of this year and had been docked to Tiangong for 6.5 hours after launch. The three astronauts have been on Tiangong ever since. After a handover period to the new crew, Shenzhou 20 had been scheduled to undock from Tiangong and parachute down into northern Inner Mongolia. The manned space agency did not state when the debris impact occurred. Meanwhile, the Shenzhou 20 crew member Chen Dong is adding more days to his China record time in space, accumulated during this and two previous space flights. That time is well in excess of 400 days. Also getting a longer than planned space flight are four mice, two male and two female. They are scheduled for 5 days up and going up on Shenzhou 21 and down on Shenzhou 20. Now, if they knew the fate that awaits them on return to Earth, they would be happy about the flight extensions. After all, one of the aims is to study the effects of tissue of space flight and the radiation involved. Right. Well, to inspect Shenzhou 20, there are cameras on the outside of the space station and inspections by the cameras on Tiangong's robotic arms. Now, presumably, the pressurized hull of Shenzhou 20 has not been punctured, else the resultant depressurization would have been reported. And, of course, there is an option to do EVA or spacewalk to inspect the capsule. So, where to from here? Well, firstly, if any damage to Shenzhou 20 is deemed to be insignificant, then the crew will float into it, close the hatches, undock and retrofire the thrusters and return to Earth as normal. Secondly, if Shenzhou 20 is deemed unsafe, Shenzhou 22 will be launched without a crew. Shenzhou 20 would be undocked and, depending on damage, either returned to Earth, which is the most likely option, or abandoned in orbit. Now, abandonment would not be the preferred option, as the crew module is designed to survive re-entry and could cause damage to people or Melbourne when impacting the ground. So watch out here in Melbourne, because they pass directly over us. The Zhenzhou 22 would make an automated docking with Tiangong. The 21 crew would move their items, such as spacesuits, to Zhenzhou 22, and the 20 crew their items to 21. The 20 crew would board Zhenzhou 21, undock, and return to Earth. A new backup Zhenzhou, presumably number 23, would be expeditiously prepared to maintain emergency plans. Now, Zhenzhou 22 could have been launched as soon as 8.5 days after Zhenzhou 21 had it been deemed necessary. Well, the incident has brought out the usual gang of SpaceX fans. Ignoring the technical and political impossibility, I repeat, impossibility of their idea, they quickly began calling on Elon Musk and SpaceX to launch a Crew Dragon to rescue the Chinese spacefarers. Well, of course, even if SpaceX did have a flight-ready spaceship, its docking mechanism is quite incompatible with the Chinese one. Well, the identity and size of the orbital debris that struck Zhenzhou 20 has not been stated. There is speculation, and I repeat, speculation, that it might have been a fragment from an anti-satellite test China carried out in 2007. That test resulted in a spray of 3,000 trackable objects. Well, if that was true, karma. Meanwhile, there has been no announcement from China since last Wednesday, except yesterday Xinhua stated, and I quote, "Work on the return mission of China's Zhenzhou 20 astronaut crew is proceeding in an orderly manner as planned," end of quote. Well, at present, Tiangong is making visible passes over Melbourne once or twice every morning. And for example, tomorrow there's one pass at 4:11. And on Friday, there are two, one at 3:15 and another one at 4:47. Starting on November 22, there will be one or two passes each evening until the 6th of December. Likewise, the International Space Station is flying over early in the morning until mid-December. So you can go out and have a look.